So news time now is 7:19. Let's get another look at your triple team traffic and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, looks really ugly right now, right at 114th South. All the lanes but the HOV lane are at a stop. Not aware of a crash, but definitely seeing huge backups as you head north through that part of the drive. And then it clears up by the time you reach 90th South. 5400 South, pretty slow in Kearns each direction between Bangor and 50 and 5600 West. And a lot of that is due to the construction at 54th and Bangor. Eric Butler.
Not hearing of any crashes in Utah County. It is getting a little bit busier in Provo on 500 West on the southbound side at 800 North. The freeway's still looking good, and normal traffic times from Provo and Orem up through American Fork and Lehigh. Alicia.
Well, I'm seeing just a little pocket of slowing as you're trying to head southbound I-15. This is in the Farmington area as you're heading towards Centerville, and then also going to see some slow and go as you're trying to get on the freeway at 2nd North in Kaysville. But outside of that, you got a good-looking drive coming out of Davis and connecting onto Legacy. If you're connecting onto I-215 there at the north end, especially from Redwood Road, use some caution. We still got tow trucks clearing an earlier crash on the right shoulder. It's just after you come around that curve as you get on I-215 there at the north end at Redwood Road. It's Ladies Night at Deseret Book. Drawings, prizes, and 20% off most regularly priced items. First 100 people at each location receive a pillow. Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. at Deseret Book. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.